An interested crowd looks on as Taste of the East restaurant owner and chef Azmi Aladdin prepares maklufa. That's a layered chicken and vegetable dish, traditional of Palestine.
So again, let me set the chicken here for this first dish. Turn it around to the other side.
With eggplant and chicken sizzling on the stovetop, Aladdin walks onlookers through the recipe, one step at a time.
And I come back here. Again, I just spread it out, like, just like you see. There's no mirror to see it overhead, but I spread it out evenly here.
Azmi Aladdin's cooking demonstrations, volunteers painting tattoo-like henna designs and belly dancing performances, were part of a recent preview of Milwaukee's Arab World Fest, which opens this weekend. Festival President Isan Atta says Wisconsin has a diverse Arab community.
Surprisingly, we found that there are Arabs in some of the very small communities in northern Wisconsin that, you know, we get calls from that are interested in coming down and wanting to find out what the dates and the times of the festival are that we weren't aware of. So I guess we're you can say, spread all over. Just like any other community, you'll find Arabs, you know, in all the different smaller cities and larger cities alike.
The festival offers a mix of cultural activities. Festgoers can learn the geography of the 22-country region and have their names written in Arabic. Musicians from Egypt, Lebanon, and Palestine are scheduled to perform, and dancers will demonstrate dabka, the national dance of Lebanon. Food vendors will be cooking up shish kebab, hummus and falafel, and baba ganoush. Isan Atta says the festival is a way to introduce people to Arab culture.
We feel that this is a great way for us to try to foster a relationship between the non-Arab and the Arab community. Unfortunately, in the mainstream media, you see a lot of negativity, and you see them almost trying to demonize the Arab population, the Arab people. And so for us, this is a great opportunity to truly show what the Arab people are, who we are, what the culture is like, and, you know, just the rich cultural heritage that we have.
Carol Zimke of Partyville, Wisconsin, attended the preview event. She says she enjoyed the day's activities.
It looks like they're just very friendly people and want to share their knowledge with us, and so it's just nice to see it. And the belly dancing will be coming next.
With the money raised at this weekend's festival, organizers plan to establish an Arab community center. The hope is that will further promote Arab culture in the state. Eleanor Heidkamp-Young, Wisconsin Public Radio.